Would you like to give context?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Okay. So, like I said, there's been this persistent pattern here of you making me feel uncomfortable and having tension with people. You've told multiple of the females here that they're not real people and you don't see them as real people. And you tried to make up for it, but it's still difficult, like, for them to... And you're... It's still difficult. And... Yeah, you, like, called Rachel pathological and created huge tension at dinner. And then you... Rachel felt very insulted by that, and anyone would. Like, it's deeply distressing to people. And, like, we understand what you're trying to do is important with Math for Wisdom, trying to do something very fundamental about the way people live their lives. And you want your space and time to do that. You do not want to participate in group work. You do not want to work with other people and integrate. Like, we understand that. We get that. And we're trying to help you go to New York and spend some time there. And we understand there's financial cost, right? So, I mean...
So you're going to bear all of the costs?
No. We're trying to help you.
No, I'm just saying, you're going to bear... What costs are you going to bear?
We're
going to
give you a $500 stipend. So you can continue the workshop in New York. We're going to give you an Airbnb for a few days.
No, this is the same $500 stipend that I would receive by staying here.
But you, yeah. But we're saying it's so difficult and potentially negative for the group for you to stay here.
But
we think you do offer a lot. You're extremely helpful. You do give an air of scholarship, but like these other issues.
Okay, so, but this is a choice for me.
It's not... We're trying to help.
I'm just asking, do I have a choice?
We're as worried as you. Like, if we let you stay here, we're going to have to establish norms. We're going to have to establish rules for interacting with people. Like we said, we want to move more towards mandatory group work. And if you don't want to participate in that, then we'd have to leave on bad terms and, like, have a much harder conversation.
I'm not leaving on bad terms. My terms are good. I have no problem.
Understand?
I mean, my terms with you, Joshua, is my relationship with you good?
Yes. But
Jorge, is my relationship with you good?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay. But it's just, if we are trying to lead the workshop and do specific things with the time and space, and you don't agree, because you already said clearly you don't agree, and like other
well,
people
I had
do.
Well, Joshua and I had an hour and a half conversation, went well, did that right?
Yeah.
The main point of that conversation was that you were a complete failure, is that correct?
Yeah.
I told Jimmy what I told you, that you are a narcissist. Jimmy said that my observations were valid. Mm-hmm. Okay, so why would I continue in this workshop?
I even agree with the sentiment. Like, I'm trying to change leadership and step up and take part of it. And we're trying to hire and help, like, Eliza, Anya, Jermaine also step up and be a leader in this workshop. Like, that is...
So they're going to get extra money. Is that... I understand that correctly?
Potentially.
To hiring, right.
Potentially.
I'm going to take a loss.
You're...
By going to New York.
You take the gain by being here. And by not participating in the system, you haven't taken up your end of the bargain of being here. And we're going to change the rules around what the norm should be here, and you do not want to be a part of that.
No, I want to have those rules written in writing so that I could think about them before I make any decisions. Is that fair?
Yeah, Beth's working on the rules right now, so...
Okay, so I wait for those rules and we'll continue discussion.